to Ninilchik's gymnasium. And this next game, we got the King Cove boys and the Ninilchik boys. And King Cove's starting lineup will be Jamian Mack, Ian Samuelson, Levi Larson, Ethan Mack, and P.J. Hamilton. And Ninilchik will be going with three freshmen in their starting lineup, Tyler Presley, Matt Bartolowitz, and Austin White, and senior Robert Delgado, and senior Tyler Thorne. King Cove is wearing their away gold, and Ninilchik is wearing their home white. And we got some really bright neon green shoes from P.J. Hamilton, who's going to jump it up with freshman Austin White here. And we are about underway. And Austin tips it to Robert, who gets it over to Tyler. Tyler puts up a runner. Robert gets the rebound, but he can't finish it, and Ninilchik tips it out of bounds, so King Cove will get possession. And we got Jamian bringing up the ball. Right side over to Ethan. Ethan over to Ian, who is looking to shoot. And he does. He drives it down left side and gets a right-handed layup to go. Tough guarded shot. And they're going to put some half-court pressure on in a 2-3 zone. And Ninilchik is going to call a timeout. And as soon as they've seen that defense, they're going to set up a game plan as to how to beat it. Looks like King Cove is in a 2-3 zone defense with a little bit of pressure up top. And trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Austin White, the 6'6 freshman for Ninilchik. And we got Ian and Jamian providing the pressure up top. Going to make it hard on these guards to get the ball in. And they'll follow a similar game plan. Ooh, inbound pass goes straight to Ian, who makes another layup. Just a gimme on that one. And another steal by Ian. And Ian kicks it over to Ethan, who gives it right back to Ian. He goes down to PJ, who's looking to shoot. And he does, but he misses. Austin gets the rebound. Passes over to Tyler Presley, who is getting pressured. And, boy, he's feeling it. And Ian gets his third layup, and the score is 6-0. And Ninilchik is really not handling this pressure well. And they got four turnovers in a row. And King Cove will bring it up. Ian's got it up top. Kicks it over to Jamian. Moves it over to TJ. He can't finish. But they get the rebound back. And Ian is looking to fire from straight away, but he can't hit. And Matt Bartolowitz gets the rebound. And he's lobbing the ball. He gets it inside to Austin White. And sure enough, Ian Samuelson with the run out gets another layup. And he's got all eight of King Cove's points. And he got his foot on the ball that time. And King Cove is applying the pressure right now.
Just watching your eyes and just picking you up.
Ninilchik inbounds it to Tyler Thorne in the backcourt, who is now running point, and he throws it right out of bounds. And so that's turnovers on each one of their possessions. And we got a kid on the court. But our principal got him off. And Ian Samuelson is on fire. He's got all 10 of King Cove's points. The score is 10-0. And Nemilchik just doing all they can to not turn it over. And they get a basket with Austin White, the big 6'6 freshman. And Tyler Thorne is sticking with Ian pretty well. Oh, we got a step back three by Jamie and Max, breaking up the monotony a little bit. I think he was sick of Ian getting all those layups. And Jamie gets the steal. Picks it up to Ethan, who couldn't finish. And Anilta gets the ball back. And Tyler Thorne looks over to Robert Delgado, kicks it inside to Austin White, who gets his own miss back and puts it back up. And that's 4 points for him. So it's 13-4 here in the first quarter. 4 minutes left. Anilchik's starting to feel a little bit better, playing a little looser. And Ethan banks in a long two. Tyler Thorne will bring the ball up right into pressure. They get it into the middle to Austin White, who dribbles off his own foot. And Ethan is leading the three-on-two break. Kicks it over to Jamian, who can't finish. Ethan puts up a shot. He can't finish either. And then Nilchik will go the other way. But on this small court, this pressure is really tough to break. And Matt Bartolowicz hits the rare corner three. He doesn't shoot much, but he's making the most of it this time. And Ethan had two chances there down low, and he couldn't finish on either of them, affected by the 6'6 White. And Ian is just padding his stats right now with steals and layups. He got 12 points.
There you go. Finish that on it.
And we got a foul. The first foul of the game on Levi Larson, I believe. Maybe not. They call it on Robert Christensen. Might have been a mistake. And King Cove comes right back down, takes it at Austin. And DJ draws the foul, so he'll go to the line for two. With his blinding shoes. And I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. The brightest color I've ever seen. He missed the first one, but he's good on the second. And that makes it a 10-point lead at 17-7. And Nilchik's looking inside, and they turn it over, and guess who? Ian Samuelson with the layup. And then Nilchik comes right back. They're looking inside at Austin. And he makes a great catch in the middle, but he can't finish the layup. And he saves it back in bounds, but it'll be King Cove's ball. They go right inside to PJ. Goes up with the left hander. Just a beautiful baby hook right in the lane. And Nenilchik just does not want to take care of the ball. But they come down. PJ has a head full of steam and gets the charge call.
So the score is 22-7 with 1:50 left in the first quarter. And the Milchick turns it over again. And this time, Ian passes up a layup and gives it to Jamian, sharing the wealth. He's going for a triple-double, I think. And he almost fell right to my lap. Almost got another steal. And Ninilchik is really struggling with this pressure from King Cove. But they got bailed out with a foul on that one. And PJ will get his second and go to the bench. And that might be the break that Ninilchik needs as they bring in Robert Christensen. And Sebastian Applehands has checked into the game for Ninilchik. And Ninilchik is just not looking at the ball. They're passing into each other's back of their head. Really struggling with the pressure. And White will check back in the game. Their big guy. And Presley looks to score. Can't. Delgado with the putback. He can't make it. Austin White with the putback. He can't make it. And it should be Ninilchik ball, but they'll call it King Cove. And Jamian will bring it up. And it is blocked hard by Austin White. Levi Larson was trying to take it up against him. I don't think he saw him. But he gets his hand on the ball and the inside pass on this one. And Tyler Thorne gets in the scoring book. But Ninilchik can't afford to keep up this pace. And there's 3:21 left. And boy, oh boy, Jamian Mack nearly made the half-court three. The end of the quarter snuck up fast on me. I wasn't even paying attention. And, wow, this is so far a blowout in the first quarter. But Ninilchik's trying to stay strong and not let the game get too out of hand. It is 24-9. And King Cove's had their way with Milton's guards, bringing out a ball. They've probably had close to 10 turnovers in the first period alone. And King Cove is going to keep that pressure going. And it looks like Ian is starting to limp around. I don't know if that was something that happened during the timeout. I didn't see it happen in the game. He's walking around with a little bit of a limp right now. But, oh, and it looked like it affected him on that play. He nearly turned it over. And Ethan gets the shot blocked, but he turns around and steals it. And then he scrabbles. And turns the ball back over to Ninilchik. So Ninilchik will have Presley bring the ball up. And he gets fouled hard at the half-court line by Ethan, who knocks him to the floor. And Ninilchik gets it inside to Austin White, who puts it up for two. He's got 6 points. And Ninilchik's got double digits. They're at 11. And they're tightening up their defense. They're in a man. And Ian looked to fire away from three, but he stepped on the sideline. And so he'll send it back to Ninilchik. and that's the break that they desperately need. And boy, what a pass. Right off the rebound, Robert Christensen just zings it down to Ethan Mack. And he had a wide open layup. Pushed the lead to 26-11. And then Nemilchik tried to go right back and score, but couldn't. And Kinko had an opportunity there. And Ian was looking to score again, but he couldn't. And so Nemilchik the other way, and Presley up on the side misses the layup. Austin White gets the rebound, and it looks like he got fouled. Whether they call it on the shot, I'm not sure. And it looks like they'll give him two shots. And so Austin White will be going to the line. And that foul was on Christensen. That was his second foul. And Austin White makes the first. And he makes the second. So the score is 26-13. It's King Cove well in the lead. Jamian gets it over to Ethan. He gets it back to Jamian. And Ian looks inside to Ethan, who may have gotten away with the walk. And Robert put up the shot from the sideline, but just drew iron. Ooh. We got Jamian bringing the ball up off the steal. And he kicks it to Ian, who had a wide open three, but had Austin White flying at him. And Robert Christensen got the putback off of an Ian miss. But then it goes right back inside to Austin White. And we got a timeout. 4 timeout by Coach Newman. And he's wanting to talk it over, tell his boys to settle down. And Nemilchik's starting to find a rhythm offensively. But it's been all King Cove this first half, living off of steals and fast breaks. And Nemilchik's got to crawl back from a 13-point deficit here with 5:15 to go. They got 10 points from Austin White. And King Cove has 14 from Ian Samuelson. You know, Nelson comes out of the huddle looking to put on their half-court man-to-man. Jamian looks over to Ethan, who kicks it to Ian coming down the middle. He forces up a shot. But PJ gets the rebound. Goes up, gets a second opportunity, misses that one. And Robert Christensen is getting some easy buckets there. I think everyone was paying attention to the other guys, and he just got free. Didn't have anyone on him. But Nemilchik comes down, feeds it inside to Austin White, who makes the two, and then in a full court pass down to Robert Christensen, he scores on an easy two. So back and forth there. Minilchik gets it to Presley, who makes a long two. And the score is 32-19. Damian Mack coming down, gets it over. Christensen, the three, doesn't get it. PJ gets the rebound, kicks it out to Ian. He tries to go up on Austin White, but he gets the shot affected, and then he knocks it out of bounds. So the ball will stay. King Cove, ball off Austin White. And Christensen makes a shot right over Austin White off the inbounds. So he's got 6 points in a row here in the second quarter. And Austin White looked to capitalize on a mismatch, but he missed it badly. And then Kinko went down and scored on a fast break layup, and they've just been living on the fast break. Horn over to Bartolowicz. Bartolowicz skips across to Presley, who will fire for three, misses. Delgado had a hand on it, but PJ gets it, looks at Ian, in and out of his hands, to Thorne, up to White. Tries to kick it to Bartolowicz. All of 5 foot five, gotta be, and PJ just took it from him. And my wife thinks that I'm pretty funny, apparently. So it must be something I said or something that happened in the game that's making her laugh. Distracted me, but there was a jump ball. Possession goes to Minilchik. And the Tylers are passing it between them. Matt Bartolowicz goes up with the shot. Good look. Almost had it go in. And they got the rebound back. But Tyler successfully missed on the runner, and King Cove comes down. Ethan misses a runner from Ian, off the pass from Ian. Ian gets the rebound back, and then they call him on a carry, which I must agree. He almost put that in his pocket if he would have had pockets. So Nenilchik will get the ball back. Presley bringing it up. Pump takes over to Delgado. Delgado passes to Thorne. Ball's off the knees. And Presley goes up. Presley goes up, tries to make a layup. And King Cove gets the rebound but travels. And turns the ball back over to Nenilchik. Off the inbounds, they look up top to White. He can't get it. And Damian Mack, with the layup, easy layup. And Tyler Thorne will fire from three and hit it. And that's his second basket of the game. And PJ will look to take it inside on White, and he misses, but he gets the rebound back, makes a nice wraparound pass. And Levi Larson makes the flat-footed shot over two people to bring the lead to 18, 40-22. And PJ is diving on the ground. But he has a foot out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Nenilchik. So Nenilchik will have the ball under their own hoop. With 1:10 left, down 18. And they kick it over to Presley, who fires and banks in a three-pointer. And PJ looks to fire right back with a three of his own, but can't finish. So there's 45 seconds left. and Tyler Presley will fire again. And it was tipped by Sebastian Applehand.
And they kept it open, Tyler Presley.
Possession, the Nilsic did, but turned it over to PJ, who's looking to dunk. I saw it in his eyes, whether he can or not, you guys know. He didn't get a chance, though, and he missed the layup, and Jamie knocked it out of bounds. So there's 20.5 seconds left. Tyler Presley will bring up the ball. Over to Tyler Thorne, over to Sebastian Applehand. Back over to Presley. We'll try a runner in the lane, and he gets it to fall. And he's starting to come alive. And that is the end of the second quarter and the end of the first half. And your score is Kinko 40, the Nilsic 27. It's a nice late flurry there by the Wolverines to bring it a little bit closer and cut it to 13. And Ian Samuelson's leading the way with 14 points all in the first quarter, all off of layups. And Jamie and Max had a pretty nice game so far. And Robert Christensen had 6 points in that quarter. So there's been some pretty spread out scoring in spite of Ian's first quarter explosion. And really only one three-pointer from King Cove, which I heard they were really firing away down in Homer. So that's kind of surprising. Austin White's leading the way for Nilsic. He's got 12. But Tyler Presley's come on here in the second quarter. And Tyler Thorne's doing all right. Looks like he's got 5 points. So Nilsic's doing their best to stop the bleeding here and bring the game a little bit closer. Far from a full house here in Nilsic, but the crowd that is here is pretty loud. I'm sitting by some people that are cheering pretty loudly. I don't think they realize that I'm broadcasting the game. So if you can hear them, good or bad, I apologize. And if they overwhelm me, I apologize. And we are back. And I was just looking over my stats. And I am too slow for this game. I'm not quite on track, so I don't have accurate scoring in the first half. I'm short two for King Cove, but King Cove will start with the ball. And they'll have Jamian bring it up. They look inside to PJ right away. And he's wanting to shoot. And he makes a tough shot, falling away to his left side. And King Cove's going to pressure the ball. And the Nilsic coach, Finley, has been called for a technical. And he was yelling, travel. And he thought PJ had traveled when he did a drop step, and he may have, but that is really beside the point. Coach was yelling that he traveled, and the ref took exception to that. And King Cove will get the ball back and take it out from the side. And they didn't hit any of those technical free throws. So the score stays 42-27. And PJ gets it in on the small Matt Bartolowicz, and he goes up for two. And Jamian with the steal. But Tyler Thorne makes the last-ditch dive and knocks it off his foot. And then Ilse gets the ball back after turning it over for, I don't know how many times, a long time, a lot of times. They go over to Delgado, who's looking inside. And Presley goes up with his left hand and makes it. And King Cove goes right back down with the ball. TJ looks inside to Ian, who his bread and butter is in the layups, and he makes another one, pushing the lead to 17. And they go inside. It's a big man, Austin White, who puts it up. And Nemilchik gets a steal. And there is a kid on the court, the same kid as before, and he just loves the court time. But this time he fell down, because after all, he is only a kid. And they had to stop play. So Nemilchik will retain possession. But they turn it over, and Jamian gets the fast break layup. And Kinko's really pushing the pace. They've scored 8 points in this quarter already. Silas Thorne splits the double team, but passes it right over to PJ, who goes up for a fast break layup and puts the lead at 19 for Kinko. They go inside to White, who goes back out and turns it over again. And Jamian flips up a layup. We got a timeout from the Nilkic coach, Coach Finley. And the lead is 21. The Nilkic's just having trouble passing the ball around from King Cove's pressure. And PJ's got 6 points this quarter. Jamian's got four, both off the layups. Ian's got two. And they've scored 12 points this quarter. Gina Nelchik's four. If Nelchik wants to stay in the game, they can't afford to give up fast break points, let alone any points. So out of the timeout, it'll be Nanilchik's ball going full court. Jamian applying the pressure by himself. And Tyler Presley will bring up the ball. King Kong has switched to a man. And they're gambling hard. Delgado up top. He's going to the rack. And they call a foul on Levi on the ground. That would be the first foul. And then Nilchik will pass the ball in and turn it right over. So King Cove will bring it up. Ian's got the ball up top. Over to Ethan. Ethan over to Jamian. Back to Ethan. He finally looks inside. Robert. Now they got Jamian on the right side. Over to Ethan. Over to Robert. We get blocked by Austin. And he gets his own block. Gets it to Tyler Presley, who brings it up, gives it to Tyler Thorne. Delgado looks inside to White and looks like there might have been a foul, not called. And
They rip it down to Ethan. Who scores on a fast break layup. And Ian comes down and gets the steal, and he gets the layup. Milchick looks to go inside, and they force a shot. And King Cove is pushing the ball. And PJ gets it inside. He goes left. He misses, but Robert gets the rebound for King Cove. PJ's got the ball up top. He takes the dribble left. Kicks it out to Canyon, who hits a step back three. And the lead is 28. And the pressure is still coming. And Ian gets another on another fast break layup. And Milchick is down 30. They finally get a bucket here from Austin White. And then they get a steal. Delgado's got it. Over to Thorne. Thorne, Presley. Presley into White. Over to Bartolowicz. Presley cuts it down. And we got Ian with the floater. Misses, gets his own shot, and makes it. And Finley is shaking his head on the bench, Coach Finley, because there's just not much that the boys can do at this point. They look inside to Presley, who puts up a shot and makes it. But King Cove is running. They're wanting to get shots up fast. And PJ fouls in the backcourt. And this quarter has gone by pretty quickly. We got King Cove 63 and Milchick 37 with 2 minutes 10 seconds left in the third quarter. And it's been King Cove's pressure that's forcing the Milchick's turnovers. And they're getting some pretty easy runouts and uncontested layoffs. And off-made baskets, they like to look long and try to fire a long pass. And on this short court, which is about 74 feet long, it's pretty easy to get some runouts. We got some pressure. And the Milton breaks the pressure. And King Cove gets the ball back. Awesome. The Milchick miss. They load it into PJ. He likes that left-handed drop step. And he misses. Austin White, the 6'6 freshman, showing his range, hitting a three-pointer, and they're going to need a lot more of that. But Manilchik has closed the lead to 23, which might not be saying much, but it's a step in the right direction. And they're going to need all that. And PJ fires away at a three. Spins left, gets it to fall, and gets fouled. So he pushes the lead to 25 on that one. And he'll do his best to get it to 26. And he does that. PJ's got 9 in this quarter. and Tyler Thorn will take it in for Nemelkic, and he looks to shoot. And off the rebound, TJ tried to go coast to coast, but he tripped on his own feet and ended up throwing it out of bounds. And Kinko was applying the pressure. And they get it across with Austin White, but TJ knocks it out of his hands. We got 46 seconds left. And we got an over and back call. The ball tipped. Looks like it was just a tipped ball. Shouldn't have been over and back, but they called it. We got a shot from Levi. Misses. TJ gets the rebound, but he goes in. And he gets the offensive foul on him, and that's four for PJ, which could be a break for Nemelkic. Even though they're down 26, have a lot to make up. And they start the wrong way by turning it over. So that's been the story for King Cove, scoring off the turnovers. Let's see if they can do it again with 20 seconds left. And they got Ethan dribbling around up top. Freeing Ian for a layup. He misses, gets his own rebound, misses again. And Sebastian gets the rebound from Nemelkic. 1 second left. Presley heaves a half-court shot. And it doesn't fall. And Nemelkic is not built for this high pace. And King Cove is. And they're literally running away with it. And it's 66-40. King Cove is up on Nemelkic. And we will start the fourth quarter here in a little bit. PJ had 9 points in that quarter. Ethan had two. Ian had eight. Jamie Ned 7. And for Nemelkic, Austin White had 7. And Tyler Presley had 6. And I don't see King Cove letting up on the gas anytime soon. They'll want to put the hammer down and put this game out of reach. And Caleb Applehands was checked into the game. Presley up top gets it over to Caleb, who shoots a three and makes it. Fresh off the bench. Much needed. Jamian comes down. He was trying to push the pace. And Ian is looking to score. And he misses the layup. But Nemelkic tips it back to him. And then Jamian goes and misses a layup. So Austin's got the ball up to Tyler. Then Tyler's looking right back at him. And Austin misses the 14-foot two-pointer. And King Cove goes the other way. Jamian's got it up top. He's going to fire. And he's not shy about shooting threes, as you know. Off the front rim on that one. Nemelkic gets it back and turns it right back over.
Shoot a corner.
And I know their statistician is keeping track of those, be interested to see how much they have at the end of the game. I'd be willing to bet it's close to 30. King Cove has made good on a lot of those, turning those into points. Jamie's got the ball puts back to Ian. He's trying to break down his defender, and he takes a long three, and it misses long. And Damian takes a long two, and it misses long. And we got a steal by Levi and a foul on Robert Delgado. And this has been some bang-bang plays here right in the past minute. Pretty fast pace. Jamian's got the ball up top. He looks over to Robert. Robert looked at a shot, kicked it over to Connor. We just checked in. Ian takes it down, and he makes a runner over the outstretched arm of Austin White. And Caleb, all 5'6" of them, tried to take it up against some of the big guys, and he got blocked. And the foul was on Sebastian Appleham. Now we got a timeout called on Ninilta, or called by Ninilta. And the lead is still 25 points with 5:35 left in the game. Then King Cove will have the ball out of the break. Ian's got it up top over to Jamian. Jamian almost goes over and back. Goes back to Ian, though.
Keep into it.
And then Niltrick's up the pressure. But Ian takes it in. And that's been his game tonight. He's got all his points off of layups. And Niltrick turns it over again to Ian. Jamie's got the ball. He kicks it over to Connor. Connor over to Ian. Robert's got it in the corner. Back up to Ian. Back over to Connor. And Robert looking to score, and kicks it back out. Looks like they're waiting and taking time off the clock. And they finally get a steal. But after King Cove had taken a good 35 seconds off the clock, they look inside, and it's Tesley with the runner. And King Cove is just wanting to take time off the clock. But I spoke too soon because Robert Christensen hits a three. And we got another steal for King Cove. And Robert gets another bucket. The top one. Milchick is down 30. King Cove has effectively won this with their defensive pressure. We got Robert Delgado taking a three. And he misses. But he doesn't stop trying. And he goes after the loose ball. And we got some mass subs here. Looks like Mitchell will come in the game for King Cove. We got Alex Cook coming in the game for Ninilchik. And Matt Martolowicz as well. Ethan's got it up top over to Connor. Connor looks over to Jamian. Jamian's being hounded, but he spins by. Robert is wanting to fire away. He misses. and there's a foul underneath on Robert. Got a foul on Robert. 2:50 left in the game. That was his third foul. And Nilsson goes inside to White, who has a nice post up. And Robert, he's looking at the basket. He's feeling it, I guess. He's hit some pretty good shots, shot a high percentage. Ooh, Jamie, and fake a pass over to him. He wiggled his way open for a layup, but then he commits a foul. Oh, no, they call it on Connor. And the score is 75-47. Tyler Presley takes it in, looks for the shot, gets his own rebound, and gets fouled by Connor. And Kinkov has six fouls, and then Nelchick's four. Right off the inbound, Tyler looks at Austin White, who gets the bucket and the foul. And he's going to have a chance for a three-point play. And that's Robert's fourth foul. Game's all but out of reach. But Austin makes it. Brings it to 25. Kinkov 75, Nanilchik 50. Kinkov is Nanilchik's not stopping, though. And they force a turnover. And we got a minute 57 left. And they go inside to Austin White, who loses it on his way up and misses. And King Cove is going. Jamian's got the ball up top. Looks over to Ethan, over to Connor, down to Robert, who looks at the hoop, making me chuckle each time. I think he's taking me out. Kicks it over to Ethan. Yeah, and Ethan passes it right out of bounds. But they took 30 seconds off the clock. And Ian will check back in the game for Jamian. Tyler Thorne with the three-pointer. We got some hecklers in the crowd chanting 3-2-1. And I don't know if he believed him or not, but he made the three. So I guess the joke's on them. Unless he gets the steal. They go up. Tyler Preston misses. Kicks it out to Bartolowicz, who also misses. Kinkov gets it back. And they pass it out of bounds. But they call it off of Alex Cook of Nanilchik. And King Cove is going to have a chance to run the clock out, but Nanilchik's not going to let him. And they get a jump ball. Possession stays with King Cove. Nanilchik's playing hard to the buzzer. And they're down 22. So they won't be able to win, but they'll make the game more respectable. Robert's got the ball up top. He finds Ethan. Ethan's getting hounded by Presley. And we got a timeout by Randall. He's trying to talk it over with his team. And the
going to run out this last 19.8. Get the win for King Cove. And New Milchick will do the best to make it a 20-point game. Kinko's ball on the side. Ethan passed it in. He passed it over Austin White's big 6-6 frame. He's stretching out. Oh, and it was tipped off of Ian. And it is Minilchik's ball. And they'll take it out 18 seconds. Silas Thorne over to Matt Bartolowicz. Bartolowicz. And inside. Tyler Pesley who misses, but Austin White gets it. And they cut it to 20, but that'll be it as King Cove runs away with this game, powered by Ian Samuelson. I don't even have the correct count. I had to stop keeping track because I couldn't follow, but he had to have